Lori, what is your interest in transplants?
My entire career has revolved around transplantation. Both my research and all of my clinical work has been related to organ transplantation and the science of transplantation. And moving that forward can potentially have a huge impact. The problems that we face in making transplantation the most effective therapy that we can are that we don't have enough organs in any of the organs, so that's generally considered to be heart, lung, liver, kidney, and pancreas. There's been a shortage of donor organs for many years, particularly in Canada, even more so in Alberta. And the other main problem that we face in transplantation as a therapy for end-stage organ failure is that long-term outcomes of transplantation are not as good as they could be. And so the goals of moving transplantation-related research forward are to increase the number of donations, in other words, increase access of Canadians and Albertans to transplantation, and number two, to improve the long-term outcomes from transplantation.
Now, I read, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that not only do we have low rates of organ donations, but actually they've even fallen off in Alberta. Is that correct?
That's true. Alberta used to lead the country in the rates of organ and tissue donation, and in recent years, we've fallen very close to the bottom in that regard for reasons that are very complicated and not really easily understood or easily solved. But we are working on a number of avenues forward to specifically address the low donation rates in Alberta. One of those was the Alberta Transplant Institute was very proactive in working with the Alberta Donates Life Coalition, which is a citizen coalition, a public coalition, working with the Alberta legislature to proclaim and enact Bill 207 in 2013, which brings about the creation of a single provincial agency to manage donation and transplantation in the province. It also creates an education campaign for increasing public awareness of the need for donation. And finally, it very importantly, very quickly, enacted an online intent to donate registry whereby citizens can make known and consent to organ and tissue donation.
So actually, it's not just by listing it on your driver's license, you can actually use other methods to let your wishes be known.
That's right. The most important thing is to let your wishes be known. And so obviously signing your donor card is important, but another wonderful way of making your wishes known and consenting to organ and tissue donation is to sign up on the online registry. And that is quickly blossoming into an excellent repository for that information that can then be made known should the need arise to medical personnel very quickly.
Now, you're leading the Alberta Transplant Institute, and you also have a new program, which is nationwide. Tell me about the nationwide program.
The nationwide program is called the Canadian National Transplant Research Program. As you noted, it is being led from the University of Alberta, from the Alberta Transplant Institute. And this is a national network of more than 300 participants in organ donation and transplantation, as well as bone marrow donation and transplantation. It's unique in the world because it links the three communities of solid organ transplantation, bone marrow transplantation or hematopoietic cell transplantation, and donation critical care into a national research coalition. It spans 9 provinces, and the researchers involved in this national network include researchers from every sector of research, so not just basic science research, but clinical research, health systems and policy research, population and cultural aspects of research that all together have an impact on the important health issues of our day, in this case, donation and transplantation. And the work of this program is supported by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research and a number of very important partners, and takes place at currently 29 different sites across the country.
And I also understand that Alberta Innovates Health Solutions is helping you out on this.
Yes, so we were very fortunate to receive funding from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions as we were creating the Canadian National Transplant Research Program. And this very important funding allowed us actually to do a lot of partnership building, which is part of what could be seen as hugely successful in bringing together this very complex organization of individuals from all different parts of the equation. So partnership development was the focus of the impact that was supported specifically from AIHS, and it has clearly resulted in a much stronger organization, a much broader organization than we could have been able to achieve otherwise. And importantly, this is getting a lot of recognition nationally as well as internationally.
Now, along with the problem of getting more people to actually give their organs once they pass on, what are some of the other problems that are really critical that you have to deal with?
Well, the CNTRP, the national program that, again, is being led from the University of Alberta, from the ATI, is composed really of six very different but very closely integrated projects that are an illustration or address some of the major problems that we encounter in donation and transplantation. In order to increase donation and the availability of donor organs, for example, we have two projects. One is based on trying to understand why certain aspects of donation haven't been taken up as well as they could be by the public and what we can do to help with that. Others are looking at whether we really need to be as concerned about infections in potential donors as we are, or whether we could be using more donor organs safely that we currently might think too high risk. And another looks at how we increase donor consent rates and so on. Another important aspect of that, however, is being able to increase our use of organs that are already donated by making those organs better. So one big and very intriguing project that is being led not only in the national program but here in the Alberta component of that is what we call ex vivo organ perfusion. And that is, for example, in a heart or a set of lungs, if they need to be moved around the country, they can now, instead of being put in a bucket of ice and put on an airplane, they can actually be kept at regular body temperature but sustained through very innovative machinery that perfuse the organ with nutrients and keep them at normal physiology. This is turning out to be a real game changer in the entire transplant field. And at the University of Alberta, we're exploring this strategy not only in heart and lung, but liver and kidney as well. So this is very exciting. One of the other aspects that we're exploring in the national program have to do with how we can manipulate the immune system of a recipient of a transplant so that they might accept the organ, or in some cases the cells, better without the need for long-term drug therapies, or at least perhaps minimizing long-term drug therapies and the side effects from those drugs. And so that will help us look at long-term outcomes and make those better. One project is looking at specific issues related to children who need transplants. And that can be very complicated because children, both from very early infancy through adolescence, have a whole host of additional issues that need to be considered when you embark on a life-changing therapy such as transplantation. And obviously, our hope is that these children will have many decades of life with a transplant. So we need to understand and find ways forward to address their issues. So these are just some of the complex issues that are being addressed under the national umbrella. Importantly, we also look at legal, social, economic, and ethical issues related to transplantation. And that's another important aspect that influences all of these projects.
Are there things that we can learn from what other countries are doing? Like, I understand that you're heading off to India right now to speak at a conference in India.
Yes, it's very interesting. One solution that was found, when you come right up against problems that are not only potentially philosophic issues, and certainly organ and tissue donation has lots of very interesting philosophic questions and issues that are raised, but also very practical issues that need to be overcome. One of the states in India called Tamil Nadu has a great interest in organ donation and in transplantation, probably more than any of the other states in India. And one of the ways that they looked at solving not only a practical issue, but one that also had an impact in relation to the philosophy around donation was in this enormous city, Chennai or Madras. Traffic issues, of course, are a major problem that would have had an impact on moving, for example, a donated heart in a timely course from one side of the city to the other. Purely practical problem. But what the individuals charged with developing the donation programs in this city did was work together with the traffic police and somehow instituted a way of letting the citizens of the city know that an organ was coming through and that an ambulance or a transport vehicle needed access to the streets in a timely fashion. And what they managed to show was that with the cooperation of all these different players, they could clear the streets, part the seas, and these masses and masses of people on the streets would just simply move out of the way. And the video of this is really extraordinary. But what makes it even more interesting is that the people not only move out of the way en masse, but they can be seen showering the ambulance with flower petals as this ambulance takes a life-saving organ from one part of the city to the other. So they embraced it philosophically, almost in a sense of reincarnation, and it's quite moving to see how they so emotively supported the practical side of organ donation. So I think we can all learn from situations that work in other parts of the world.
That's absolutely fascinating about what they're doing in India. Who is the best in the world right now?
Well, it's generally recognized that Spain leads the world in organ and tissue donation, and many questions arise as to how and why and so on. And it's often noted that one of the likely contributing factors is that Spain has a presumed consent legislation, which means that instead of opting in, you have to opt out, as it were. But I think it's really important to note that although that is the case, even in Spain, the families are consulted, and that is not the biggest primary factor that's made a difference in Spain's dramatic success in organ and tissue donation. What they say has made the biggest impact is organizational issues. That is, how they set up their system and how they train individuals, individual doctors usually, as donation specialists. And they have them in every hospital in the country. And so it's recognized that donation is part of the culture and that it's just as important to be trained in understanding the complexities of donation as it is in any other medical subspecialty. And this organizational factor is probably what's made the biggest difference in Spain. And so that's obviously something that we think about, and we all have very close colleagues in Spain that we can learn from when we think about increasing organ donation in Canada and in Alberta.
Thank you very much, Laurie.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your interest.